This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government has spared no effort in empowering the country's youth, women and farmers over the past 12 years. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, with the blessings of 1.4 billion citizens and the spirit of nation first, the government is dedicated to trust, development and public welfare. The Prime Minister noted that as a result of these tireless efforts, today the country has gained a new identity on the global stage from infrastructure to the digital revolution. Mr. Modi underlined that to realize the resolve of a developed India, the government will continue to move forward relentlessly on this path of service, good governance and prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that through continuous efforts inspired by the ethos of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas over the past 12 years, the country is moving towards becoming a strong and self-reliant India. Sharing a Sanskrit quote, Mr. Modi said that dedication and service spirit have been the government's invaluable capital for nation building. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Land Port Management System, LPMS, today in New Delhi. This initiative reflects the government's commitment to smart border management, aiming to enhance efficiency, transparency and security in cross-border trade and passenger movement through technology-driven solutions. LPMS is a digital platform designed to integrate operations across land ports into a unified system. It will enable secure, real-time exchange of logistics and regulatory information, bringing land ports on par with digital systems already in place at airports and seaports. The BRICS Agriculture Conference has commenced in Indore, Madhya Pradesh. Delegates from Brazil, Indonesia, China, Iran, South Africa, the UAE and other member countries are participating in the summit. Agriculture ministers, senior officials and experts from 21 countries are taking part in the summit. Multiple sessions are scheduled to be held today. Key topics include food security, farm innovation, climate-friendly farming, agricultural trade and empowering small farmers. On 12th of this month, a special dialogue among agriculture ministers will be held. It will focus on food security through small farmers, women and youth. On 13 June, the ministerial meeting of BRICS nations will take place. Foreign delegates will also get a taste of Indore's rich culture and heritage. They will visit historic sites like Rajwada, Chappan Dukan, Sarafa and Mandu. Ministry of Coal has notified the Coal Exchange Rules 2026, paving the way for the establishment of coal exchanges in the country to enable transparent and market-driven coal trading. According to the ministry, the new framework will transform coal marketing from the traditional one-to-many sales model to a competitive many-to-many trading platform. Iran and Israel have announced to halt attacks against each other. The announcement was initially made by US President Donald Trump, who said in a post on Truth Social that both sides are looking to do an immediate ceasefire and final negotiations on peace are proceeding. He, however, cautioned that the process could still be affected by what he described as ignorance or stupidity. Mr. Trump also made it clear that the blockade will remain fully in force until a final agreement is reached. In Philippines, the death toll has climbed to 37 after the 7.8 magnitude offshore earthquake that hit the southern part yesterday. More than 500 people got injured while 4 people were missing. The earthquake centered off Mindanao, the second most populous Philippine island, displaced over more than 20,000 people, most of whom fled to emergency shelters. Many people who left their homes feared a tsunami. Waves up to 1.4 meter above tide level were measured in the Philippines. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened on a higher note this morning, supported by improving sentiment after signs of a pause in hostilities between Iran and Israel. Sensex added 57 points to 73,581. And that is the end of this news bulletin.